Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? What business are you in? What is your day like? If you're like most business people, your day is hectic. You're actually trying to do more with less because you want to make a profit. But one of the problems with trying to do more with less is that we miss something that's very, very important, and that's training our employees. Now, think about this. Airline pilots are constantly training. They have to be certified. They have to go into the flight simulator, and I don't know exactly what the time frame is. Probably it's every year. But they are always looking at what's going on with the airplane. They're getting advisories. They're looking at airports. They're looking at problems. They're training all the time. Teachers have to take so many courses a year to stay certified. Certified public accountants need to have so many credits in accounting every single year to stay and keep their license. And there are so many other professions that people must go into training every single year to put themselves in a position of maintaining the ability for them to work. But yet in business, we are so busy, and we are so busy trying to make a profit that we neglect training. And what does that mean? That means that we don't have the most efficient workforce that we possibly could have. Business people will say, we don't have the time. We don't have the money. But if you don't have the money, you don't have the money because you're either not selling enough or you're not training your people well. Because if you are constantly training your people, if you're getting them to understand what needs to be done, if you're getting them to understand how to do it in a better way, to think business, to think about how to make the customer or the client happy, to think about how to be most efficient, to get their brain moving and thinking business and thinking productivity and thinking about how to do it, you're not going to make a profit. You're going to squeak by. If you want to make a profit, if you want to have a successful business, if you want to keep your employees, if you want to maintain them, if you don't want them going to another company, if you want a good culture, if you want happy people, then you have got to absolutely train and have people come in and train your people for many different subjects, depending upon the position that they have. If you do that, you're going to find that the culture in your company gets better. Everybody's going to feel like they've got they're part of the team. Everyone's going to work together better. The customers and clients are going to be happy because they're going to get better service. They're going to want to do business with you because your people are well-trained in so many subjects, production, customer service. Maybe your people have to use math, and you look around and you say, you know, we just need a quick math refresher on how to work this particular problem because our people aren't paying attention. They're not doing it well. Maybe it's on quoting. I mean, it could be on almost anything relates to your business. And when you do that, your return is going to be manyfold. You have to interest your people in education. You have to interest your people in the best possible way. You have to interest your people in the best possible process. Why are you in business? Yes, you are in business to make a profit. There's no question about that. But you are in business to provide a goods or service to another company so that they can make a profit. They only hire you, they only engage you because they feel that you do something they don't want to do, and it's going to fit right into their work and help them become profitable. And when they see that your employees, your coworkers are knowledgeable and they really understand what's going on, and they have faith in them, because when they talk to them and when they interact with them, they know that they really have been well-trained, that they really understand that they're going to serve them well, they continue to buy from you. So all the way around, training really works. So let's think about it. Let's get a schedule together. Let's start small. We don't have to start big. And then as time goes on, we do more and more and more. More and more and more training, which means more and more profit. We want this to be the best year ever, and the way to do that is to help our employees become the best possible employees they can be. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.